This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. One of Rudy Giuliani's so-called fixers is prepared to cooperate with the Trump impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A Soviet-born associate of Rudy Giuliani reverses course and is now prepared to cooperate in the impeachment inquiry. Lev Parnas' attorney, in a letter to the impeachment investigators, writes he will honor a subpoena to appear. Joseph Bondi also cautions the committees that they must make sure they do not infringe on his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Parnas and Igor Fruman are said to have aided Giuliani's efforts to oust U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch and to get Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter. The two were arrested at an airport with one-way tickets out of the country. Next to be released by the committees, the interview transcripts of former Special Envoy for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, and U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. Tim McGuire, Washington.
40 years after the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, Iran marked the anniversary by announcing that it is speeding up uranium processing by using new, faster centrifuges. A U.S. official who called the announcement nuclear blackmail said it is an attempt by Tehran to get the worried European signatories of the nuclear deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Agreement to make concessions to Iran. Britain's intelligence agency, the MI5, downgraded the country's terrorist threat level from severe to substantial Monday. The level was first raised from substantial to severe in August of 2014 due to the rise of the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq. While most of the UK's terror level has decreased, Northern Ireland has remained at a severe risk since 2010, when terror threats from Northern Ireland were recorded separately. This is VOA News. At least 5 people were killed Monday when Iraqi security forces used live ammunition against continued protests in Baghdad. Security forces fired demonstrators who came within 500 meters of the prime minister's office Monday. Reuters' Emily Spickle reports.
Despite hundreds killed in the crackdown, protesters are digging in, defying the prime minister who appealed for them to go home and camping out overnight in the capital, Baghdad. Abdul Mahdi says the protests have achieved their aim and are now costing the country's economy billions of dollars. The premier has said he is willing to resign if lawmakers agree on a replacement. He's also promised a number of reforms. The protesters say that it's not enough and that the entire political class needs to go.
Sweeping bans have been put in place in India to address dense noxious smog, VOA's Lattice Ahok.
Flights have been delayed or cancelled at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport, and authorities have also shut area schools and ordered all construction work to stop in an effort to slash pollution.
Here at the airport, we are facing difficulty breathing. There's a burning sensation as if someone had put chili pepper in my eyes.
Health officials warn that everyone is at risk of serious health effects. People venturing into the streets donned breathing masks, as residents of Chinese capital Beijing used to have to do. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Afghanistan and Pakistan have traded charges and of harassment of their diplomats serving in each other's capitals, prompting Islamabad to halt its consular operations in Kabul until further notice. The latest diplomatic dispute between the neighbors erupted Sunday when Pakistan complained that its diplomatic staff, while going to work this week, had been obstructed on the road, and the embassy vehicles were also hit by motorcycles in the Afghan capital. Pakistan's foreign ministry said it had summoned the Afghan charged heirs to convey Islamabad's concerns over the safety and security of Pakistani diplomats, demanding Kabul immediately probe the security violations and harassment incidents. The Afghan foreign ministry, while responding to Pakistan's complaints Monday, vowed that it would seriously investigate them. But at the same time, it alleged that Afghan ambassador in Islamabad was mistreated by the Pakistani spy agency. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you. And today it's going to be purely about Africa. The word Africa is going to come out. And every song contains that word, Africa. And so let's start off right now with Africa Tefaka, the sound of Ideal of Algeria, featuring Tikenja Fakoli of the Ivory Coast. And right after that, The African Child by JR from Sierra Leone and Africa Survivor by George Okudi of Uganda. But right now, Africa Tefaka, the sound of Ideal of Algeria and Tikenja Fakoli of Cote d'Ivoire.
Everyone.
crackers. Direction was lost without the where would I be? I'm lucky to be alive. All the pressures and the struggles make me realize life is a gift. Must cherish it and live it upright. Don't let your body put you in a sinful mess. Hands up if you don't say you're clean and you're fresh. Abide by their words and manifest themselves. Hold on, be strong, that they will soon come. The way to fade away and bring the shining of the sun. From the east I see the coming of this grace. Blessings flow into my sunburned face. I feel it, elevating unto Zion. Meditation, I am African, Chilean, Asian. Prayer for the poor, Babylon can't stop us. Who shall bless no man curse?
You want to listen to the latest African music? Dance to the best African beats from across the African continent? Then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African beats on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays. African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces, on the Voice of America.
Kita jadi kanan. listen to what they leave your mama wear.
Oku di music dynasty, Washington DC, America. In the motion of the ocean.
The sound of Pastor George Okudi of Uganda, and right before that, African Child by J.R. of Sierra Leone, and Africa by ID of Algeria, and Tika Fakoli of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Bandy in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. I'll be right back with more African music.
This is Amanda GC from Hits FM and Joy FM in Accra, Ghana. And I love listening to Debbie Bundy on VOA because he doesn't only expose you to African music, but he also entertains you with the African beat. Debbie Bundy and VOA, thank you very much.
The Voice of America, VOA.
The African Beat, Mondays through Fridays. Africa Shute Balloon by John Loke of Gabon. And right after that, the African Queen original done by Tufe Dibia of Nigeria. And African Raga by Benji Mateke of Cameroon. But right now, Africa Shute Balloon, the sound of John Loke of Gabon. This one was done specially for the World Cup hosted in Africa.
chaka uchaka na.
Raga, the sound of Benji Mateke of Cameroon, and before that, African Queen by Two-Face Adibia of Nigeria, and Africa Shute Balloon by John Loke of Gabon. The African beat on the Voice of America.
The African beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
Hi, my name is Samuel Akiadako. I'm from Ghana, to be precise, Accra. I'm in love with African beat because it makes you rhythmically vibrational. Indeed, it brings out African music to its highest level. So make sure you listen to African beats with your man, David.
Hello, Africa. My name is Anamori from Abuja State, Nigeria. African beat is the best place to stay. I enjoy listening to it, and I won't stop listening to it. That's a decision you can make.
My name is Kanda Mlilo. I'm a Zimbabwean from Bulawayo Country Park. I enjoy the African beat, the music, especially the South African, and this is special David is on the program. I enjoy the program. Please keep it up. And give us good waves, especially in the evening. Yeah, please give us good waves.
I'm on the BC Wokulu, speaking in Iyagwa, Nigeria. I cherish the program. In fact, I don't miss the program. I cherish it. It's one of the Voice of America programs that I would never like to miss. The African beat is in fact one of the most interesting programs that the Voice of America is airing.
Welcome back. Now let's get some music. African Soul Reggae by Ahmed Sultan of Morocco, featuring Fofadi and Abidjan of Senegal. And right after that, African Reggae Fever, Dangerous by Rocky Dooney of Ghana, and then African Woman of the city of Gidi Maji Maji of Kenya. But African Soul Reggae, Ahmed Sultan of Morocco, featuring Fofadi and Abidjan of Senegal. Let's get it on.
kufanya mambo wote wanatetemeka upeperushe nguo vile inametameta na watameza mkuki kuno na ukate lakini bana sema wadina patikana wawache kupigana mambo kupigizana.
The African beat on the Voice of America, African beat by Nino Bov Liberia. And we find us today with Salif Keita of Mali in Africa. But right now, African beat, the sound of Nino Bov of Liberia. Africa, Vasali Keita of Mali, and Africa Beat Nimba Bar of Liberia. With all of this, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the street, wherever you are listening to the African Beat, Voice of America. Until we meet again, I'm David Van Heer in Washington. Say bye-bye.